like to thank the Lord for a good service this morning. Brother Lee Watts showed up unexpectedly, and we'll take those kind of surprises anytime we can get them. And boy, he done a good job in Sunday school informing us on how our government operates and how our government should operate. And he done a good job also preaching on Nick at Night.
Yep.
And it was good. Amen.
Amen.
And old Brother Eddie, I left the recorder here. And we hope that it'll let us download that message, because I left it here running. If it's got too much, sometimes it won't let you download it. Probably just my computer. But anyway, make a long story short, I thank the Lord for that surprise this morning, that blessing this morning. And boy, we're on the road tonight. Last Sunday we had two people here, tonight we got four. I say hallelujah.
That's right.
And boy, we thank God. This church is little in size, but it's big in love for God, and also it's big in works for God. I appreciate this little church. What a blessing it is to be the pastor of this little church. I'm just kind of watching it grow and trying to grow right along with it. Amen. All right, we're going to try our best to lead the singing tonight, unless I get a volunteer. Is anybody going to throw their hand up? Okay, let's try number 204 in the blue book, When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder.
Yes.
Man, I was in school, and they'd call my name, and I'd say, here.
Yeah.
And praise God, one of these days I'll say, here or there. Hallelujah. I've been, I guess, answering to my name down here at work, at school. My wife called my name, I say, here. But, one day my name be called up there. Amen. Number 204. Everybody got it?
Got it.
All right. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, when the roll
is called up
yonder, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of His resurrection share. Hallelujah! When His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn to setting sun. Let us talk of all His wonders, love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Oh, I'm sure there'll be a lot missing up there. But praise God, there'll be a lot present up there. David talking to Saul's son Jonathan, asking to have him excused not being at a supper with King Saul. And Jonathan told David, he said, your seat will be empty and you'll be missed, and there'll be a lot of probably empty seats up there.
Yes, Lord.
We get to heaven. Amen. All right, I had a hairball through that whole song.
That's okay.
But we made it through it, amen.
Yeah, we did.
I'm probably not going to sing all of this song, but I do want to sing this song tonight. I was out there on the back of the farm, And this song just kind of come to mind back in the archives, I guess, of my mind. I hadn't sung it a long time, but it's called I Know My Name Is There. Mm-hmm. And we're going to try to sing a little bit of that tonight. Then we're going to get Sister Brenda to sing. And praise God, we're going to try to bring a message tonight. It says, my name is in the book of life. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I'll rise above all doubt and strife and read my title clear. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. My name once stood with sinners lost and bore a painful record. But by His blood the Savior crossed and placed it on His robe. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. Yet inward trouble often cast a shadow o'er my title. But now with full salvation blessed, praise God, it's ever clear. Amen. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. While others climb through worldly strife to gain, to carve a name of honor, high up in heaven's book of life, my name is written there. I know my name is there. I know my name is written there. Amen. I guess both of them was about roll call. Amen. Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
Oh, well, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get you a verse thing now, Sister Brenda. As many as you want.
I didn't bring one.
Come on. Bible says if a brother asks you to go a mile, go with him too. Amen. Sing something about Jesus.
I want to say I love the Lord tonight with all my heart. I've been out of church for 2 weeks because I've been on vacation.
Well, amen.
And I just and I feel it too. You know, when you don't go to church, and I'm glad to be back.
Amen.
You know, and I'm going to sing a song that I wrote myself years ago. But anyway, I was going down the road one time and I heard something it was a preacher and they was talking about, you know, how the times are right now. And about Jesus, and it is all about Jesus.
Yeah.
That's what we. So that's what I named the song.
Amen. It's all about Him.
It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about the love He showed to me at Calvary.
Amen.
It's all about Jesus. It's all about deliverance.
Yes, yes.
It's all about Jesus and His love for me.
Amen.
Some people say there's another way to get to that heavenly state.
Yes.
But the only way to go is through the cross.
Yes.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
It's all about
bless
Jesus.
Lord.
It's all about the love You showed to me at Calvary.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, that was good.
That was real same.
I
said you take that book up there now.
Well, I was going to. I changed my mind.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, we ain't going to twist no arms here tonight.
No.
Well, I did really enjoy that service this morning. I'm really enjoying this one tonight. Only problem this one tonight is that big bowl of soup I ate right before I come. Amen. But hallelujah. We want to encourage everyone to next month, November the 8th. We want to encourage everyone to please get out and vote. I heard on the radio this week, they said that only 23% of Christians vote. And when you think about Christians, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, that narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. And since there's just a few Christians to begin with, and then you got just a few that's voting, boy, we're paying the price for that. I would like to say our children are the ones paying the price for that, and our grandchildren are going to be paying the price for that. And I tell you, there is a reason that we need to vote. There's a lot of corruption being promoted right now, a lot of things that ought not be going on right now, and the only way we can slow that down or stop it is to vote against it. So I challenge you to make sure you register to vote, make sure you do go vote, and well, what a privilege we have to live in a country as free as America is, to where, praise God, that we've got the freedom to vote. Amen. Yeah. All right, Revelations chapter 1.
Oh boy.
Revelations chapter 1. We're going to read two verses there.
That's my favorite book. Yeah.
Revelations chapter 1. John here, he's in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, I tell you what, he's exiled on the Isle of Patmos. But he said, I was on that isle called Patmos, verse 9. For the word of God, that'll get you in trouble, buddy. You, Brother Chase this morning had him brand new Bible. He's reading out of his brand new Bible. That's okay in church, but you better be careful out there in the world. John got in trouble for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Both of them will get you in hot water.
Yeah.
You know, everybody ain't happy about Jesus going to Calvary. Everybody don't believe that he got up from the dead. Everybody don't believe, you know, what the Bible says. Some are contrary. And John, in spite of all of that, being exiled for the word of God and being exiled for the testimony of Jesus, verse 10, he said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. You know, you can have church just about anywhere. I guess you can tell by how many's here tonight. A lot of people having church somewhere besides here. Amen. But the Bible does tell us to assemble in the house of God. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see that day approaching. None of this here's got anything to do with the message tonight. But I just want you to know, John, even in spite of the circumstances, he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind him a great voice as of a trumpet. Now I'm actually only going to be preaching verse 17 and 18. I just want to bring you to mind about John's circumstances here. In verse 17, John, which is that disciple whom Jesus loved, it says, and when I saw him, talking about Jesus, he said, I fell at his feet as dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, for I am the first and the last. I am he. Praise God. Jesus didn't send somebody else. He showed up himself. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. We'll stop right there. I'm preaching tonight on the good news about hell. And there is some good news about hell. Thank God, because of Jesus, we got good news about hell. Well, let's go to God in prayer. Father, we pray tonight, Lord. We thank you for that good service this morning. Lord, for that blessing you bestowed upon us so abundantly this morning. Bless Brother Lee tonight, Lord. He's probably even done. I guess he was going, Lord, up to, I believe he said up to a, I don't remember exactly where he did say he was going, but Lord, bless him up there. Use him, give him a safe trip home, help his wife. Lord, he talked like she might have to have some surgery. Pray for her. Lord, we pray for others, Lord, that are
suffering right now. We pray for Sister Joanne, pray for Brother Mark. Both of them, Lord, recovering with health issues, Lord. We pray for, Lord, Sister Carrie also, Lord, her health in decline. Pray, help my wife, Lord, share her health, Lord, also in decline. And Lord, we pray, Father God, tonight for, Lord, Sister Joanne, Lord, Brother Mark, Sister Kay. We pray for Sister Denise. Pray for Brother Billy. Lord, we pray, Lord, Father, for Sister Shan, mentioned her neighbor this morning. Lord, we pray for her. Pray for Lord Carolyn, mentioned about some Amish people had a terrible accident, killed a young boy and hurt a bunch of others. We pray for them tonight. Pray for the Smith family, Lord, tonight. Lord, buried that little infant. Lord, Friday, Lord, how terrible that was. But Lord, we pray for this country more than anything tonight, Lord. I would to God that this country, Lord, could do a Nineveh repentance. From the greatest to the least, Lord, I pray their heart would be rent in two. I pray they'd look back on how it used to be in America and how it is right now.
Yeah.
And Lord, I pray they'd admit the reason that it is right now. Help us, Lord, in these elections coming up, Father. We know there's going to be a lot of fraud. We know there's going to be a lot of things done that ought not be done. We just pray, God, you'd somehow give us the victory. And may the right ones get elected. And Lord, may the others, I pray, be rejected as fit, Lord, to lead. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, it won't be long you come and get us. Lord, we just about had enough of this. We're looking forward, Lord, to them streets of gold. We're looking forward, Father, to that beautiful city, Lord, up there in heaven. And Lord, till you come, Lord, we're going to be working, we're going to be watching, and we're going to be also, Lord, waiting for you till you come, Lord. And we ask your blessing on this service tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, we're preaching on the good news about hell. And there is a lot of good news about hell. One good news about hell, I ain't going. Amen. But John here said he fell at the feet of Jesus as dead. And we're talking about one of the greatest disciples that the Lord had. He was the one they always went to try to find out what Jesus was saying. Go ask him what that means. And here John is at the side of Jesus. He's fell down as a dead man. And the Bible tells us it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 31. And it also says that our God is a consuming fire in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29. Jesus said, I will forewarn you whom to fear. He said, fear him that after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Jesus said, yeah, fear him. Luke chapter 12, verse 15. Now, when I'm talking about the good news about hell, the word gospel actually means good news. Yeah. I've got some good news tonight. Amen.
Right.
Thanks to the gospel, glory to God, I'm not going to hell. And you don't have to go to hell. AC/DC, they wrote a song called On a Highway to Hell. Some of our interstates, the condition they're in right now kind of describe that song. I mean, you better be paying attention driving down our interstates, especially with our, what they call it, our some kind of fund. I can't remember, transportation fund or highway fund or whatever. I don't know if they're spending that money accordingly or not. But some of our interstates are in such sad a condition, they seem to describe that song On the Highway to Hell. But even on those terrible highways, there are exit ramps that you can get off of them.
Right.
And thank God they do. I'd hate to have to keep going down some of them.
Yeah.
But thank God you can get off of that highway to hell. And that exit ramp's called grace. And the destination it leads to is a place called heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm glad I got off that highway because I run down that highway for 34 years.
Yeah, that's right.
And Brother Ed, I have to admit, I was kind of looking for a way off, but I didn't have my map with me. I didn't have GPS. I didn't have nobody riding along with me to say, hey, all you got to do is just turn right up there and you can get off this nightmare.
Yeah.
You can get off this highway called hell. And you know what I think everybody that's not saved is probably in a predicament I was in. I wanted off that highway.
That's right.
I just didn't know how to get off of it. And it's kind of a strange message tonight. But, you know, I'm glad the Lord allowed me opportunity to get off that highway. Allowed me opportunity to come know Him by means of grace and mercy. Right. And I'm glad, praise God, I'm on a different highway now. I'm on the King's highway now. It don't have no potholes in it. Hey, it don't have no big orange balls right there in the way. I've done run over three or four of them traveling down these highways. But praise God for that exit ramp that God put in called grace. And praise God, you can get off of the highway to hell. And the grace that God has provided you and the gospel message that God has given you, you can not only exit the highway of hell, but praise God, you can lay hold on eternal life. Amen.
That's right.
Brother Chase, bless his heart this morning.
Yeah.
He's reading out of his new Bible. And he read John 3:16.
Yes.
What a verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And I'm glad He put that word whosoever. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm glad that I got off the highway called hell because I didn't have everlasting life there. I'm glad I got on the King's highway. I'm enjoying the journey now. I'm just telling you, praise God. God allowed me to get off and to get on the good road. Amen.
That's right.
You know, if you ever do find a good road, and I have found a few, you know what you do? You tell somebody else about them and say, hey, listen, before you go that way, try this way right here. Not only is it a better road, not only is it a straighter road, but it'll get you there quicker, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God, boy, I tell you, I'd use that for an illustration, but these roads, they're falling apart.
Yeah.
Seem like they're working on roads that don't need no work on, Brother Ed. And the ones that do need work on, they just kind of playing around with them. I think they...
Brenda got a brand new road down on 101. Boy, that's good down through.
Hey, man. I got the thing and I thought, maybe they just want us to slow down. Maybe that's what it's all about. I'm not even sure it's about road projects.
No.
But anyway, this highway to hell is a real highway.
Yes.
I want you to know it's got all kind of hazards on it.
Oh, yeah.
Some people don't make it too far down it.
Mm.
Everybody that tries to keep going on it has problem after problem. As I was coming to church tonight, Sister Bonnie, I looked, here's a guy, a brand new Dodge truck, and he's packing a gas can up over to the Shell filling station. He ran out of gas right there underneath the Cumberland Parkway. That's what I'm talking about. You know, just all kind of hazards. And you know what? I went over there just today to Food Line to get the granddaughter some cool whip. Finally found it. My wife wanted me to get some kidney bean. We're going to make some homemade chili.
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of there by the skin of my teeth. And you know what? I got out of there and somebody had backed out while somebody was coming down through there and just took the whole side of the car and they called the police. All kind of hazards on this highway I'm talking about right here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on a better highway now. I'm enjoying the journey now. Hey, I'm telling you what, buddy. I'm glad God provided an exit called grace. And listen, I want to say this about hell. You don't have to go there. That's what I'm talking about.
No.
Oh, my. And if that's not good news, here's some more good news. Hell wasn't made for you.
That's right.
The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, that hell was made for the devil and his angels. Heaven was made for you. Jesus said, John 14, 2, I go away and prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. You don't have to go to hell. You can get off the highway to hell. And the gospel and the grace of God and the good news of Jesus Christ came this world to save sinners to help you in that, amen.
Yeah.
Hey, that good news, not only was heaven made for you, but the way to get to heaven was also made for you. Jesus said He was the door, John 10:9. And He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I can say amen to that. I entered in that door, Brother Ed. April 27th, 1988. My, oh my.
What
I was missing out on and what I found on the other side of that door. But I had guilt, condemnation, contrition. I was mad at everybody, including myself. Got on the other end of that door and I didn't even know myself, much less being mad at anybody else. Boy, I'm telling you, what the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
That's right.
What a new creature, boy. And I think about that old Eddie Wade, and I'm glad he don't live no more. He wants to. I have to crucify him every day.
That's right.
I put him to death. But anyway, I got through that door. Boy, you know, the Queen of Sheba, she heard about Solomon, traveled a long ways just to meet Solomon, and proved him with hard questions. And she summed it all up like this. She said, I didn't believe the report till I come saw for myself. She said, how be it, Brenda? She said, the half ain't been told. That's about the way it was with me. I'd heard a little bit about it.
Yeah.
But the half had never been told. And the only way I know you can find out all there is to know is just to get you some of it. And I'm telling you what, just a little do some good. But you get all you want. I'm telling you what. Somebody said, brother, I want more. I said, let go of more of the world.
That's
and
right.
You can have all you want of God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you have all you want, the joy of the Lord. Oh, you can have the blessing of God.
Yeah.
I mean, bucket full if you want.
Yeah, that's right.
I go up, pick up Flint, Brenda. And I try to be selective. I mean, I'm going to be packing this long ways. So I try to find that really good piece. And I'm pretty good ways from a truck. A full bucket of Flint weighs 90 pounds.
Oh, my God.
And I'll have two of them, two big 90-pounders. You know what? I'm trying to get the truck with two big 90-pounders, and all of a sudden I look down there, and I get the color like we used to do fishing, you know?
Yeah.
Turn them red ones loose, keep them big ones. I'll put one out, you know?
Right.
But it's heavier now. But I just tell you, boy, you can have all you want.
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of think we're all shortchanging ourselves. I think we're all, we probably ought to be, I can't really say anything. If I go to TV in every room in the house, every bedroom's got a TV, the living room's got one, kitchen's got one, I think the bathroom's probably got them. Well, listen, they said there's never been a great revival since the TV's come into play, but I'll tell you what, we probably do good, turn the TV off. I got that thing from Brother Lee this morning. Brother Lee watched this morning, it's a thumb drive. Brother Ed told me to work in my smart TV. If I'm smart enough to figure out how to do it, I plug that thing in. I'm too lazy to read a book. And all it is about the book that he wrote. And I thought, no sense me buying the book when I can listen to it, lazy as I am.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a good trade when you can turn the world off and give the Lord opportunity to have some fellowship with you. Opportunity to get a blessing, I'm telling you. We'd be better off. We won't do it, but we'd be better off to do it, amen.
Right.
There have been a lot of songs wrote about old love that will not let me go.
Right.
And I'm glad the Lord doesn't let us go, even though we're not deserving of His love and of His compassion and grace, mercy, and all of that. He's still never very far from any one of us. I remember one time I was in a big hurry. You know how it is when you're young, trying to make ends meet, and they're too far out there to make a meet. But I was in a hurry, Brenda. So right out the door, I worked at Donnelly's out there with William. I was running late, in a hurry. It just so happened as I got to the door of the house, I looked down there and there was this thing laying on the counter, just a little small thing, and it's called the letter. I had never seen it before, didn't know what it was, nothing. Brother Ed, I made the mistake of just taking a few minutes to read a little bit of that.
Mm.
What it was a letter from Jesus to me. And He said, oh, how long that you had time we could spend together. He said, I test your brow while you slept. He said, I caused the moon to shine its rays down upon you. He said, I can't remember all this, but I waited until you woke up in the morning hoping you'd have time to spend together with me. But you rushed out the door and you didn't have time. And I broke. I mean, I was coming to work late. I'm just telling you, buddy, that went deeper than I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
I went in one, we had that time old bedroom we had since. I went in one of those bedrooms and shut the door and cried my eyeballs out.
Mm.
And I said, Lord, I am sorry. I am sorry. I am sorry. Oh, I'm telling you, boy, was that ever needful? But how true that is, we're in such a hurry today.
Lord.
Our driving, we go down the road 20 miles over where we're going. I'm telling you, we're in a hurry and too big a hurry. We're not really going nowhere.
Right.
We'd be better off just sitting home Hey, listen, spend a little meditation in the Word of God, spend a little fellowship with the Lord. I don't know why I'm chasing rabbits tonight, but I'm preaching about hell tonight. And listen, you don't have to go to hell. Jesus said, any man enter in, he shall be saved.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus not only is the way, but he made the way. Amen. Nobody gets to heaven without Jesus. Listen, I don't care how good you are. You ain't good enough. I don't care who your mother is or who your father is. I'm telling you, you got to know Jesus personally. If you want to go to heaven, you're going to have to get to Jesus. You're going to have to open that door. Hey, you're going to have to meet Him some way, somehow. You're going to have to meet Him, and He's going to have to meet you. And listen, that union right there, I'm telling you, glory to God, you can get a refuge for your soul. Yeah. You can get eternal life. And not only that, there's no other name given under heaven, Acts chapter 4, verse 12. And Jesus is talking about Him being the way, John 14, 6. But you know what? As big as He is, and as mighty as He is, He takes time.
Yes.
For anyone that wants to spend time with Him.
Yes.
And I'm glad He does. You know, I stop thinking about all the people that I'd like to spend time with that are too busy for me, Brother Ed. They got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
That's why that word whosoever is in there.
Yeah.
That means that Brenda decided tonight she wants to spend a little time with Jesus.
Yes.
Well, He just snuggled right up to her and said, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
She said, Lord, I've got so much to talk about, so I've got all night long.
Yeah. That's right.
Bonnie said, Lord, are you too busy? He's never too busy, Bonnie.
No.
He said, I just want you to know I'm here for you in any capacity you need me. I'm telling you, glory to God, I've got a friend in high places.
Yeah,
I'm telling you what a friend he is. He's a friend of the sinner, this sinner. He's a friend like that.
Yeah.
And praise God, I'm telling you, he's a friend that loveth at all times. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother.
Yeah.
He's a friend you can depend on when all the other friends have done said goodbye and are gone, amen.
Yeah.
Oh my, what a Savior.
Yes.
You don't have to go to hell. Hell wasn't made for you. Heaven was.
That's right.
And now this last point's a little bit rough right here. This side of hell, you can't escape the damnation of hell. Matthew chapter 23, verse 33, Jesus said, you generation of vipers, how shall you escape the damnation of hell?
Yeah.
This side of hell you can escape.
Yeah.
But if you die in your sins and you end up in hell, there'll be no escape. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You know, I got a watch on here, and there's a clock back there, and we're on the time right now. But I'll tell you what people think about hell like that. They think, well, one of these days I'll fix things up. One of these days, you know, I'll give my heart to Jesus. The Bible says today, Brother Lee quoted this morning, today is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
Now is accepted time. Tomorrow may be too late. I believe it's the book of James. It says, boast not. What they may bring. And you know what? If the Lord be willing, we'll be here tomorrow. If not, we'll be in heaven tomorrow. I'm just telling you right now, buddy. I'm looking forward to getting out of here anyway. And the way things are looking, He's going to have to come get us before they kill each other, including us. Amen. But hey, listen. If you die in your sins, there'll be no escape.
Right.
There's no exits. There's no mercy on the other side. There's mercy on this side. There's love and mercy, opportunity, salvation on this side. But if the door shuts on the other side and you're in hell, you're there. You know, if you want to spend eternity with the devil, help yourself. I'm going to spend eternity with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you what, if you want the devil down there beating you, spitting on you, cursing you, threatening you every way you can be threatened. I hate to even think about people that's in hell right now.
Yeah.
But the devil, he ain't there, but he's going there. I'm going where Jesus is. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, it's far better, Paul said. He got to go up there and visit for a little while, Bonnie.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He's the only one brought back really a true report about heaven. And he said it like this. To depart and be a Christ.
Yeah.
Far better.
Yeah.
I'm going that far better. And that far worse place, if anybody makes a mistake and ends up in this place of the damned, I'm telling you what, no mercy, no escape, no exit. You're there because that's where you wanted to be.
True.
I'm glad the Lord
so sad.
Same as gave me a second chance. I'm glad that he compels all. He said he would that all men get saved.
Yes.
He gave himself a ransom for all. He died for me. He died for you. He died for all. And through him, we can escape the damnation of hell. And without him, you're as good as in hell. Some people, I've done met them. I've had them tell me, I want to go to hell. I remember Brother Mark preaching in the homecoming.
Yeah.
And he said, he met a man, had a sign, said, I want to go to hell. It's a good thing I wasn't there. Because I'll tell you what I'd done if I was there. I'd have fell down right in front of that man. I said, Lord, if you don't mind, kill this man right now. Send him to hell.
Yeah, right.
Don't even give him no more opportunity. He wants to go. Give him his heart's desire. That man would start talking different immediately.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, pray him right now. You strike this man dead. Yeah. Send him down there so we know how big a fool he is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what that man probably said. Hold on, man, preacher.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fools. I used to be one of them. And I was a big fool, almost as big as that fool right there.
Yeah.
But anybody goes to hell is the biggest fool that's ever been born.
That's right.
Oh my, the good news is about hell, you don't have to go there. And I'm telling you, hell wasn't made for you. And this last one may not be good news, but if you do go to hell, you're there to stay. I mean, it's not like you're going to go full parole board. Right now, they let people out before they ever even shut the door on the jail.
Yeah.
They go out and kill two or three more people and let them out again. It's not like that in hell, you'll be there to stay.
Yeah.
Father, we thank you for the message tonight. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for these that are here. Thank you, Father, for those that are listening by way of the live stream, by way of the internet recording. Father, we thank you and praise you, Lord, that we're not going to hell. We thank you and praise you, Lord, that heaven's our home, eternal. Our eternal abode is up there, Lord, where you are. We're looking forward to getting where you are. Lord, we plead with people down here, and we pray for them, we preach to them, and we try to warn them about this place of the damned. But Lord, they just act like we're not even there, just like they did Noah. They mocked and made fun of him, Lord, for 120 years until, Lord, you shut the door on that ark. And then the rains came.
Yeah.
And I've got a feeling a lot of people was wishing they had another opportunity to get inside that ark. And Lord, we pray for the day we're living in right now. A lot of people just as foolish as those people were. Just as ignorant as those people were. And Lord, mocking the preaching, mocking, Lord, the mercy of God, the grace of God. And Lord, hell is a fit place for people that turn heaven down. In Jesus' name we pray tonight. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Like I said, it's good news about hell. And if it ain't nobody else, it's good news to me. I'm not going there. Amen.
That's right.
Let me see if I can find us just a verse of invitational hymn here. Might be somebody up there tonight that said, Brother Eddie, you said it right tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe they want to know how to take it one step further.
Yeah.
So let's see what we got here, invitational wise. Especially one I can sing.
Just as I am.
That's where I'm at. We'll just try that. Just as I am, verse 124. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. All right, we'll sing that one verse. Like I said, I'm certainly not a singer.
They were singing that song when I was saved.
They sung that night when I was lost, but I didn't know how to be saved. But I wanted to get up there. I wanted to get saved, just didn't know what to do. Amen?
I did. I wanted to. I was saved before I ever stepped out.
Hallelujah.
I stepped out of the hall, I was already saved because I asked him to come in my heart, standing there behind the pew. But, you know what? Right after I got saved, I was coming north on I-65, and it been drizzling rain, just kind of skippy rain. And I was running about 85 miles an hour. I was trying to get home before
hey, man.
Before it got too late.
That's minus people here now.
Rain really set in, and I was running about 85 miles an hour, and this guy came by me. He must have been a hot dog, 110 miles an hour if he was doing a mile.
Wow.
I mean, zipped by me and right on out of sight. And I got up the road there, I don't know, maybe a mile, mile and a half, and there was his car upside down.
Oh, man.
Out in the media. And I pulled off to the side of the road and got out, walked across, and I didn't know that there was a woman in the car with him because I couldn't see. He just went by so quick and I didn't see who was in the car. But there was a woman in the car with him. And it drove him out of the car. She stayed in the car, but she got out after the, because the car was laying on its top. And I said, lady, was you in that car? Yes, I was. And said, I don't know if he's going to make it or not. We need somebody here. And there was a lot of people around there at the time. And I already started stopping and gathering in. I said, I need somebody that, now, is anybody here that can pray over him? I said, well, I can, you know. I hadn't been saved very long. So I bowed my head and I said, Lord, if it be your will, let this man make it. Uh-huh. And I turned around and walked away. And when I did, that woman said, well, I can't believe that's all prayer he's going to say. What else can I say?
Amen.
You know, I mean, but this is a person that didn't know the Lord herself and didn't know anything about a prayer, or they wouldn't have said what they said, you know. And I felt kind of, something hit me in the back of the head, sort of really the way I felt when I walked away. But yeah, she said, well, I can't believe that's all. Well, what you want me to do? Get out over that man and cry and beg God that, you know, he ought to have more sense to run over 100 miles an hour. You know.
Amen.
I mean, I was running too fast myself.
Yeah. That's what I say. A lot of people's in a hurry. They don't realize what can happen. They'd probably be better off. The Bible says run the race with patience, looking unto Jesus, author and finisher of our faith. A lot of people think they're in a race, especially on the highway. I'm going to mention this morning, if I preach this morning, but a road rage incident took place, I think it was last week, and as the two men verbally abused one another, one of them walked over there, shot the man's daughter.
Oh my God.
So the other one went over there and shot his daughter.
Oh my God.
Both daughters got shot because two men couldn't see eye to eye.
Oh my goodness.
About how they were driving, thought the road belonged to them, thought they was right and everybody else was wrong. But that just shows you how bad it is. Amen. Anybody else got anything on your heart tonight? We either try to get out about 15 minutes till 6 because of the short days.
Yeah. Brother Eddie, you were talking about busy.
Yeah.
The word busy. I don't like that word.
Yeah.
People use it a lot for an excuse.
Right.
I don't like it. I do not.
Yeah.
I try not to ever use it. If I am, I just say I got too many arms in the fire.
Yeah.
But I don't like that word busy.
Amen.
And my family and friends, when they call, they'll say, are you busy? Mm-hmm. No. If you ever get too busy for your family or friends, you're in bad shape.
That's true, Mom.
It's true. Shape.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Martha, she was careful and troubled about many things. But Jesus told her, he said, one thing's needful. Right. Martha, Mary's chosen that good thing. We've got to make good choices. Even with the cares of the day, everybody's got, I guess, too many irons in fire. A lot of people got the plate full of things to do. But I'm done.
It's all about priorities.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Man, I'm looking forward to where we throw time be no more. Just throw the clocks away and the calendars away.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any hammocks in heaven, but I'm planning on taking it easy. I'll tell you that right now. Amen.
You're going to find one.
I'm going to take it easy. Our whole goal down here seems to be to get ahead and say to my soul, so thou hast much good, let it many years, and just take it easy. But like the preacher preached this morning, we need to work if we can, while we can.
That's right.
Because there will be a day we won't be able to.
Right.
All right. What do you got there,
can
sister?
Can I just sing this one?
Yeah.
Here. I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day.
Right.
I don't borrow from its sunshine.
Amen.
For its skies may turn to gray.
That's right.
I don't worry or the future.
Yeah, man.
For I know what Jesus said.
Woo!
And today
right.
I walk beside him.
Amen.
For he knows what is ahead.
Hallelujah.
Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Yeah. Is that good?
And I know who holds my hand.
Yeah, yeah, man, ain't that good to know? Good to know who holds tomorrow. Good to know who holds your hand.
I wish I knew what she was going to do that. I wouldn't have turned this off.
I'll let this one run, and I'm getting a habit, I think. Hallelujah. All right. I'm done. If everybody's done, I'm going to get a...
Brother Ed,
dismiss us. Word of prayer real quick, and we'll try to get home safely before it gets dark.
Yes.